on Thomas Massey's hands.
There are now more than 86,000 COVID-19 cases in the U.S. That's more than any other country.
Although New York has the highest case numbers, Louisiana is among the top states for COVID-19 infections per capita. In Massachusetts, the four medical universities there have agreed to graduate their fourth-year students early, responding to the state's urgent request for more health care workers to fight the coronavirus pandemic.
Fox's Jonathan Sterry, more than 1,300 people have died with the virus in the U.S. now. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced that Alabama public schools will finish the school year through distance learning. The State Department of Education is working on plans that may differ between school systems. This could include online learning and take-home packets. The state of Alabama now has more than 500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 4,000 people have been tested across the state. And a major concern with coronavirus testing in Alabama is access in rural areas. Macon County EMA Director Frank Lee says he is not aware of any public testing sites in Macon County. He says the lack of testing sites isn't just an issue in Macon County. He's heard of similar issues from other EMA directors across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Restore the power in your car with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one bottle, get one free. Plus, double O Rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs. We're there for gifting. We're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Stock market is down 703 points, and the temperature outside is 80 degrees. High today, 89. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
So how are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing pretty well personally. Just covering all this news lately and not locally.
It's, we'll get into what the governor did and,
And I'm telling everybody, I told you off air, I've been saying on my show this morning, Tiger King on Netflix, craziest thing ever.
Really?
If you need something to entertain you in these troubled times.
So I might have to go Netflix back up, huh?
Yeah, just do it for a month and cancel on them again.
There you go. Well, maybe I'll do. I'll use a new credit card.
Yeah. Get a new...
Get the the month for you. Then cancel. Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. A couple of things here. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. If you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. When do we do that drawing? We do that drawing today from 2:30 to 2:45. Okay, yesterday we had an extended conversation about benefits, and I was asked several times, does self-employment income count?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little research, picking up the phone and calling a congressional staffer that is my technical person that I talked to, said, yes, it does, and said, it never has before, but in this piece of legislation, 1099 income is good. And so that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I saw that, and there were some people that were asking me questions, and I said, well, what kind of work did you do? So I was detailer at car detailer, and they closed us down because of the coronavirus. 1099 income. She had applied for the state yesterday, and then I said, "Well, how much do you make a week?" She said, "Oh, about $300." I said, "Surprise, surprise, surprise! You're going to make over $600 a week when you get your benefit." That is a heck of a deal.
All right, then.
Okay, so 1099 income does count. The state of Alabama is running real slow. They may move faster because the legislation says to the state, expedite it, but there's no reward for expediting it. So why would the state expedite? I spent 2 hours trying to talk to somebody at the Department of Labor today. And now you just listed off, I saw that the governor has things that are shut down. Let's read the list or read the list off of who cannot do what.
All right. It's four broad categories that they have here. And I'm now reading, I was using a news website now. This is directly a document from the governor. Effective March 28th, 2020 at 5 p.m., that's tomorrow, the following non-essential businesses, venues, and activities shall be closed to non-employees or not take place at all. The first category is entertainment venues as follows: nightclubs, bowling alleys, arcades, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, and performing arts centers, tourist attractions, including museums and planetariums, racetracks, indoor children's play areas, adult entertainment venues.
Oh, no.
Casinos, bingo halls, and venues operated by social clubs. The second broad category is athletic facilities and activities as follows: fitness centers and commercial gyms, spas and public or commercial swimming pools, yoga, barra, and spin facilities, spectator sports, sports that involve interaction with another person of closer than 6 feet, activities that require use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment, activities on commercial or public playground equipment.
So I can't go to the park.
Right. Well, maybe if you keep your distance, but don't do any...
Don't go on the seesaw.
You shouldn't be on the seesaw anyway.
I like the seesaw. Benji's on one end, I'm on the other. It's great.
The third category to me makes the most sense. It's so-called close contact service providers. Barbershops, hair salons, waxing salons, threading salons, nail salons and spas, body art facilities and tattoo services, tanning salons, massage therapy establishments, and massage services. And the fourth broad category is retail stores, non-essential retail stores. So furniture and home furnishing stores, clothing, shoe, and clothing accessory stores, jewelry, luggage, and leather goods stores, department stores, sporting goods stores, book, craft, and music stores.
You just wiped out a whole bunch of each case.
Yep.
Academy, Dick's, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Now, there's a weird one. I'd imagine Target will still be allowed, right?
Because they have food?
They have groceries and other essentials you find at the grocery store.
Boy, they're going, thank God for that.
And they did, in the press conference they did at 11, there is room for exemptions and some wiggle room, but that'll be up to the business getting in touch with the government.
I thought the bars were already closed.
This was kind of more than just bars. It's like people were getting in with nightclub or hangout lounge. I think there were still places that were open.
I thought a nightclub was a bar.
Right.
Has things changed since I was in college?
Right. All that, everything that was in there before remains in effect, along with these added clothes.
And how long does this leash last on our neck?
April 17th.
Oh, my goodness.
So past Easter.
So that means that the House and Senate can convene.
Well, there was a Babylon Bee I actually saw Rick share saying government accidentally closes itself down by shutting down all non-essential business.
I like that. Let's see who these callers are. Get their names, address, and phone numbers, and send the police after them. What are they going to do? They're going to get, splat them. You're selling ties, George Wilder.
This is Gail on line one here.
George, poor locker room.
I know.
And Madeline, his wife, listens to the show. Madeline, I am so sorry. That's crazy. That puts a whole bunch of people out of work.
Right.
Because they've got TLR and Auburn and the locker room here. Okay, so here's the thing. Go run to the locker room and go buy something real quick. Because you're not going to be able to take it back until April the 17th. Hey, Gail.
Hey. I have a question.
You go ahead.
To be eligible for the relief money, do you have to be laid off or sent home in order to receive it, or is President Trump sending everybody money?
Everybody's getting money.
Wonderful. My goodness. Even if you're retired?
Yeah. Do you get Social Security?
Yes, sir.
They know who you are, and they know how to get that check to
wonderful.
You pronto.
Great.
Now they're going to look. Now, see, I happen to know your nickname is Moneybags Gail.
You got it.
Yeah, if you make over 99,000.
Yeah, if you make over 99,000, Gail, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just slightly below that.
Well, all those winnings out at Victory Land, you know.
Yeah, really.
So,
I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all are the only station I listen to.
Really?
Yes. I don't listen to that music anymore. I love y'all.
Gail, thank you so much. Tell me what you do for fun.
Oh my God.
Since you're self-quarantining.
You have to go to y'all to get the real news.
What do you do for fun since you're self-quarantining yourself?
Oh, honey, I watch TV. I read. I play with my little dog. I don't get bored. I'm content as I can be.
I like that. Does your little does your little dog have a respirator on?
No, but I'm thinking about ordering one.
Gail, let me ask you: do you ever take your dog to the Shakespeare dog park, the Blount Cultural Park?
No, we've never been. I live in Prattville. So,
oh, well, y'all have a dog park in Prattville.
Pardon?
You have a dog park somewhere in Prattville?
Do we?
I believe you do. But I tell you what, the dog park here, if you're ever coming into town, load your little friend up. Because you know how they love to take a ride with Mommy.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then take them to the dog park. Your dog will love it.
Oh, I know she will. I'm going to do that.
I go every day I can.
I might run into you.
There you go. You just say something if you do. I'm the ugly guy with the big side dog park.
Y'all take care, okay?
Thanks,
and
Gail.
Keep the good work going.
You got it, Wayne.
Thank you, Gail.
Others, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weed Man of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weed Man for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weed Man a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weed Man saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Wherefore art thou? 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How are you?
I am doing great. It sounds like you guys are, too. I really appreciate you guys disseminating this information. I missed the very first part, and you were naming service providers. Are outdoor service providers?
Yeah, it actually, the governor says a company called PMS.
No, I think you're still good.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's what I was hoping.
You just have to mow 6 feet away from each other, which I don't think that's a problem.
There would be some very foresty looking areas if they shut up there.
Well, and you're gonna have to stop that piggyback strategy where you have one guy mowing the other guy on his back with a blower. That's just not allowed anymore.
I'm glad to say we have never engaged in that.
So what is this going to do to your business with East Chase? I mean, think about the Kohl's is going to be closed, Bed Bath & Beyond, Academy Sports, Dick's.
Dillard's, everything, pretty much.
Chili's,
right. Exactly.
Dillard. The only thing that's going to be open is going to be Sonic.
It will look quite a bit different before it's over with. But, you know, they're not shutting things down. They're just scaling back.
Right.
It's a bit... Landscape-wise, it's a very terrible time to scale back, but a number of businesses are doing that. We get calls just about every day from someone wanting to look at some way of reducing costs at least a little bit until this thing is done. So we've only had a couple that put everything on hold, but there have been quite a few that have tightened the belt, we'll say.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some real good opportunity here. If you do not let your guys go, you can go to the bank and get a loan equal to your, as a matter of fact, I gave you a shout out on this yesterday. You can take the salaries for your employees, including you, and you can take your rent, and you can take your utilities. Now, the question would be, would your propane for the lawnmowers be in there? And I think you probably get it in there. They will give you a loan for that amount, and as long as you don't let your guys go, then that loan's going to be forgiven and it becomes a grant. That's what I call money.
No doubt about it. That's new and really juicy information.
That is. See, you know what you're gonna have to do, right? Buy me a bottle of JWB. What I would do, Wayne, is I would call your bank and ask them who is handling the relief package loans.
Okay.
And then
get
that person and then set up a line of communications with them, and as soon as they understand it, and I've already talked to my bank, they basically don't know anything about it. I kind of told them about it. But I would get it going.
You can be a financial advisor to a bank, too.
Yeah.
That's brand new information to me. I'm glad to get it. One of the benefits of listening to the Dan Morris Show.
There you go. We're a monetary gain for you.
Absolutely. Always a gain on information. I do appreciate it. And you too, Joey, and you guys keep it up.
Appreciate it, Wayne.
Thank you a lot.
Have a good one. Let me go to a break and then come back to Ronnie and Kevin right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Young William Morris's birthday. And I messed up on something, so I have to go put some money in the pocket. So I said, go out to dinner. I said, oh, wait, you can't. Oh, the restaurants are closed.
Order something fancy in.
I said, go to a sporting event. Oh, wait, you can't do that either. I said, are you going to concert? I said, oh, darn, you can't do that either. So I'm having fun with it. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, hey, Dan, Joey. Look, it's been a long time since I called in to you guys, but I turned on the radio and I heard about this thing that the governor has just now put out. I got to say, I'm mad as hell. I don't.
What category do you fall under? Are you worried that you're not going to be able to go buy some T-shirts?
It seems like since the president said a few days ago that he was hoping that he could start turning things back on by Easter, that the media, the governors, the mayors, it seems like everybody's like, oh my gosh, we can't do nothing like that. So everybody's trying to put in their own little firewalls, if you will, so that whatever the president decides doesn't really matter. Look, the guy from England who wrote the paper that the prognostication paper that started all of this mess to begin with said yesterday that his figures were off by 2,000%.
Yeah. Wasn't 2 million. It was 20,000.
Okay. Yeah. So I just don't understand. I mean, you're talking about 3 weeks, Dan. 3 weeks of everything else being shut down. And I don't. Well, once Alabama got less than 500 cases. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but
Montgomery's got like 10.
It's at 538 right now.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the state.
Alabama's always
538 last I looked.
Okay, 538. All right. I just think, I'm not a Kay Ivey fan to begin with, and this is not endearing me to her whatsoever. And maybe can explain to me after this call that why I'm a dummy or something, but I'm mad as hell right now. That's the best way I can describe it.
I'll tell you one thing she's going to learn a big lesson from, and that is all these things she's closed down, that's going to affect the state budget.
Yep.
Because she's not going to get the revenues that they're doing a budget on right now.
Well, I'll just say, Ronnie, you're not alone in your being upset about this.
Yeah. KIV may have made a political blunder in this whole thing by overdoing this. And, you know, unless you know something that we don't and there's something looming out there that's really bad.
Right.
She's making a mistake.
But if you listen to the words of Dr. Burtz, if I got her name right yesterday, she puts the information out there that, wait a minute, the figures that we're getting in from Korea and from Italy and even the figures we're getting in from China, whether you believe them or not, that they're not matching up to what was supposed to happen. And now, here in Alabama, we react like this.
I'm feeling you, brother. I'm feeling you.
But anyway, we'll see how all of this goes, and maybe I can get a haircut today before.
Yeah, you better go in because you're gonna be pretty shaggy, Ronnie, by April 17th.
Yeah, if we go to April 17th without a haircut, guys, I'm going to be in Mountain Man territory.
I like that.
I might start looking like Joey looked a while back. Good man.
Ronnie, I want you to have a great day. Keep stiff upper lip, my friend.
All right, guys. Y'all too, okay?
Take care. Drink Corona heavily. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. I got two questions for y'all.
Sure.
All right. Are the ABC stores going to stay open?
If they don't, there will be a riot.
I don't know, right?
Yeah, I imagine they're still doing what they've been doing.
That's essential. Yeah, they only let one person in the store at a time.
I got you. All right, my second question is, when they send these checks out, is it going to be one check per household, or do I get a check, my wife gets a check?
And your wife gets a check? You have children under 18?
Yes.
And then you get a check for each of your children at a rate of $500 per child.
Wait.
One more time.
Sweet.
I love it. It's raining government money, AKA
our money.
About
time, too.
That's good.
Our money, anyways, right?
Have you had a problem with your job or anything?
No, I work for a welding company, so I guess we're essential.
Yeah.
So.
If you work for a welding company, then you do pretty well. My stepbrother's a welder. He's out in Houston, Texas. He makes a ton of money.
Well, I can't steal that position. I don't weld. I just run the plasma table, so I don't make the big bucks like they do.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It'll come.
Yeah, in time.
You have a good one, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, who's going to be affected by this close down out there? Give me a call, 272-9228. Big Kahuna's going to be affected by this. Big Kahuna, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Dan and Joey. Doing fine.
Good.
We're going to get through this.
We are indeed.
But I'm a simple man, and to me, there's got to be a simpler solution. And what I wonder in my thinking is if we're concerned about the elderly, people with underlying medical conditions, if they get it, they could die. The rest of us, you know, it may be the flu. It may not even be as bad as the flu. Could be worse, but why do we shut the whole country down when maybe we just need to isolate those that are elderly and medically fragile and get meals delivered to them, like Meals on Wheels, and that's what's going on now anyhow. But why do the rest of us have to shelter in place, so to speak?
Is this having an adverse effect on you?
Well, not me personally as much as it is the whole country.
If you're in a big city, in a dense populated city, and you depend a lot on going to restaurants and things like that, and people in Washington, D.C. and New York and places like that do, I'm not sure that Montgomery is. I think Montgomery goes to restaurants for social value, not for eating.
Right, but my point is, why would it, a common sense approach would be, especially, you know, once this is sorted out, and to just isolate those that are elderly and medically fragile versus the whole population.
No, and what's important? I don't know what her thinking is.
I mean, because it's what I wonder too. I mean, we haven't seen the looting and criminal mischief and everything, but the longer this goes on, to me, that's coming down the pike. I mean, what do you and Joey think?
Well, New York City crime is going down with this,
which is a shock.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I mean, you know. Over the weeks, is that going to continue? I don't know, but I just don't.
Well, I can tell you some, in talking to some law enforcement officers, one thing that's happened is domestic calls have gone up. And I think people are getting, I think husbands and wives and girlfriends are getting on each other's nerves.
Sure.
And I can tell you, but alcohol consumption has gone up, particularly on Wildwood Drive.
Well, anyhow, we're going to get through this. I just think, we can't destroy the country's economy that's going to lead to other problems.
I agree. I mean, I think when they do the post-mortem on this thing, I think they're going to realize that, well, next time get a some type of testing kit up and running and basically quarantine or distance yourself, and then test as many people as you can in an area, and then get the people who test positive, quarantine them, get everybody else, and let them kind of be careful in what they do. That's all they have to do is be careful.
Yeah, and if you're medically fragile, elderly, isolate those people until this passes, and maybe cancel the sporting events, parades with large crowds, but we don't have to shut down business.
Yeah, well, what do you think is going to happen if they shut down Auburn and Alabama games?
Then there'll be riots.
There will be riots then. I think what we're going to find out is that the antidote to this is barbecue and Corona.
Barbecue.
Because in the Deep South, it's not as present here. New Orleans is only a different story, but that's because of the craziness of Mardi Gras.
Could be.
Big Kahuna.
All right, thanks for letting me get my thoughts, Sam.
Thanks. All right. Hollywood Nights. Hollywood, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, man. I heard you say, you know, everybody gets a check. If you got a kid, you get a $500 check for your kid. Well, you know, if you got a kid that's over 18, do they get a check? You know,
no.
They're living at your house.
Do they work?
Oh yeah, she's a restaurant server. She's been laid off.
Well, she A will get a check.
I mean, she's a responsible adult. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Hold on one second. A, she'll get a check. B, she needs to file for unemployment benefits immediately because she's going to make $600 a week.
Well, she'll do better not working anymore.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
She's going to make $600 a week, plus whatever the state is going to be. $600 is a federal part of that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be for 4 months. She's going to do well.
Yeah.
I told one of my restaurant friends that, and he said, are you kidding me? I said, nope. Because he told me, if I make $500 in a week, then I've had a pretty good week. Now, he only works nights, works at a high-end restaurant, but that's about what he does. He said, I've occasionally done the $700, but that's an unusual week.
Yeah. Well, she does decent, you know, with tips and all. She's about $100 a day, you know. And she's
well, hey, I have an idea for you, Hollywood. Charge her rent.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if she's 18, over 18, and she pays taxes, she gets
$1,200. Okay, good deal. Well, it's good to know.
Hollywood, to know. I want you to have a great day, my friend. Thanks for listening to the show.
Appreciate it, man.
You got it. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, thanks for taking the call. the information I'm fixing to give you came from an AP release this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it did address, they identified them as individual entrepreneurs that receive income in the form of cash and are 1099. And the way they ended that paragraph was the amount they will receive and the details are yet to come. So that's good news for a lot of people.
Did you hear the opening of my show?
No, sir, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. When I opened the show with...
Does that jive with what you said?
Listen, when I opened the show with, it said 1099 income counts for the unemployment benefits. It used to, this is the first time it's ever done that, but that is in the bill.
Awesome. So the state, the bill hadn't passed yet, so as we're speaking, in Alabama, the maximum is 275. That's the maximum, but you can tax six on that, so it's going to be 800 a week. Nobody's going to want to go back to work.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And then that way Nancy Pelosi thinks that they'll just go get stamps and a check and vote D the rest of their lives. Dan, it's kind of sad.
It really is. I mean, it's what's going to happen is, I mean, it would be better for the person to go and work for free than to give up their unemployment.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot. Well, when I say there's not a lot, Dan, there's a certain, well, it's probably a small percentage. Like my secretary I had to fire because, and I guess this is corona-related, I'll be real quick. The first thing that made me think I was going to have to fire is that her, the school's closed down, and then the very next day, daycare's closed down.
Yeah, and that's
meltdown,
that's, you know, corona-related.
She's at home with three kids.
Yeah, she definitely will get a benefit out of that. And it doesn't matter.
Right.
There's actually a case, when I was talking to this congressional staffer, They brought up this scenario. Say somebody was hired and they never went to the job, but they got let go and was told not to report. Would they get a benefit? And the staffer was told yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about
mm-hmm.
that?
Then I just hope real quick. I just hope these small businesses that have a combination of, or they only deal with having the 1099, their subcontractors will go get the SBA and keep these people working. I want you to continue to encourage everybody to do that,
because
I am in my daily life. Enjoying the show. It's I hope your ad revenue doesn't drop too bad, Dan.
It's dropped pretty bad.
I bet it has.
Doug, thanks for
having a good day.
You too. Laurie and Josh, hold on. Coming back to you right after this.
Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now,
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Boys and girls, are you being affected by the governor's shutdown? Isn't it funny, didn't she just say yesterday it was too soon to shut everybody in?
Was right, but she's presenting this as, I decided not to shut the whole state down. I've taken a different approach.
That's not shutting the whole state down?
No, she's like, well, I could have sheltered everybody in place. What do you think, miss? She actually looked pretty lively, I'll put it that way. She looked...
Lively?
Yeah.
Lively and Kay Ivey are normally not using...
I know, but I have to say, my honest impression of her today at the podium, answering questions, she was on top of things. So, I don't know about this. I can understand some people being a little annoyed with this, especially given that task force press conference yesterday seemed very hopeful and like they were getting data and pretty on top of things.
Yeah. But if you listen to CBS, NBC and CBS, the sky is falling. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Lori. Lori, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. I've got a couple of questions for you, Dan, and they're both more federal.
Sure.
The first one is they said they can't close gun shops. Is that because it's your constitutional right? They can't touch it?
Well, Nevada doesn't see it that way, and L.A. doesn't see it that way. L.A. closed the gun shops, and so did Nevada.
Well, and they said they weren't going to close them here. I got a gun. I really need to get worked on. I wished I knew somebody that could fix it, but it's jammed, and every time we try to clean it, the first time we shoot it, it jams again. But I just would like to have my gun fixed. But the second one
is... Is it a gun or is it a rifle? A pistol?
No, it's a gun. It's a .22. It's a handgun. I've had it since I was 18. I wasn't supposed to, but my dad said, put it in your car. It was when there was a bunch of rapes going on in East Montgomery, and I had late night classes at AUM. He said, just put it under your seat. Nobody will ever know it's there. No, I carried it, and I've had it since then, and that's been, oh, God.
Don't say it.
35 years
ago.
I mean, a long time. But the second one, 8 miles to the southeast, 8 miles to the northwest, there's two casinos. Can they shut them down? Because
the casinos, the Indians have already closed theirs, and Victory Lands started closing theirs last weekend.
Well, I knew they closed the one in Wetumpka to clean it because it had been... They had somebody in there that had it, but I didn't know if the state had any type of control over, like a federal. I thought Indian land was sovereign.
It is.
You know, and you can't touch them. But they do. I will tell people. Somebody told my husband he comes by there every morning, and he said gas at the casino is $1.50.
Wow.
That's cheap. I haven't seen gas that cheap. Oh.
Yeah, I saw it at $1.40. I saw it at $1.45 yesterday.
Really?
Costco, yeah. I paid, believe it or not, and Joey, you appreciate this, for our 92 octane, I paid $1.80 for that.
Nice. Wow.
Wow. I would have filled it up, Dan.
I did. I opened the window and I poured it in the back seat. Now the fumes are kind of getting to me, and I tell passengers you can't smoke. But other than that, I've got plenty of gas.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had one of those big, you know, tanks like farmers have, where
you
can fill it up now while it's cheap and keep it for a while. But
there you go.
You know,
my brother,
we don't all have that luxury. But. I just question those, and so I get disability, so I'm probably going to get a check.
You are.
Well, good. I need some work done around my house.
There you go. See? Keeping the economy going.
Yeah, I
just when, if you do, if you have somebody, side. If you have somebody working at your house, do not serve drinks and do not do a concert. Okay.
Oh no, I it won't be. I wanted to. I've got a guard dog.
Yeah, he does not get a check.
Child.
Your guard dog does not get a check.
Okay. All right, Dan.
Good try, though.
Have a
good
great
try.
Weekend.
Good try, Josh. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how we doing today?
Josh,
all right.
We're good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Just trying to get a little work done on the property while I've got a little free time on my hands.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a lot more free time since they're closing down everything out there.
I'm telling you, that's why I was trying to seek your guidance and wisdom. I was going to ask you, you know, I was working down in Florida and, you know, I was doing it full time all the way through November and doing it kind of like a PRN basis for special events and everything else. And I was kind of, you know, I've never filed for unemployment, so I was a little bit leery about trying to file for it since I wasn't working, you know, full time. I was working, you know, 30, 40 hours close in 3 or 4 days. But it hadn't been consistent, so I didn't know, and I didn't want to, you know, penalize the company I worked for applying for it. So I was trying to get some guidance on that.
Okay, when was the last check that you got?
Beginning of March.
So like March the 7th or March the 1st?
Like March 6th, March 7th, that Friday.
Yeah, your employers in the restaurant business, didn't they close down the restaurants in the Panhandle?
Yes, they did.
Okay. You should be able to go in and get apply for unemployment, and what you're going to get, Josh, is $600 a month plus whatever the state was going to pay you. But you've got to go down there and apply for it. You can do it online, but you may have to do your interview down there.
Okay, that was my other question.
You have a Florida address, right?
Well, I did down there. I was still an Alabama resident, but, you know, I was living in Florida and working down there. And then I started, you know, going back and forth between Alabama and Florida, but I maintained my residency.
Yeah, so long as you're being paid by a company from Florida, you earned it in Florida, and you were domiciled, you don't have to declare a residency, and domiciled there, then you're good.
Okay. Right. But
you can go online. Florida's system is much more robust than Alabama's. Also, Florida's much more generous in their unemployment compensation, the state portion in Alabama, Chinsey, Alabama.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just trying to figure out something because they're still operating on like a to-go order basis, but they're only running a staff of, you know, 2 to 3 chefs and only a couple other people versus 50, 60.
Yeah, and so long when they are contacted, they will say, yes, we did let him go, then you're good.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Josh.
That sounds great. I appreciate it.
News Show 93.1, first hour in the can, going to the top of the hour, and be back right after this break. You got a bloody right to say.